Hi everyone, you are listening to Auroville News from Auroville for Auroville, and today is Thursday, 21st of January, and cloudy, humid morning here in Auroville on 23 degrees Celsius, and guess we will have a considerable cloudiness over the day and night in patchy clouds with temperatures from low 24 to high 30 with heat index on 33 degrees Celsius. Winds from northeast at 11 km per hour with occasional gusts on 18 km per hour. Moon is waxing gibbous, illuminated on 93%, and full moon on Saturday, 23rd in Leo. In spite of Leo's traditional association with the stage, the intricate context that surrounds the full moon suggests that whatever goes on behind the scenes is going to be just as important as the main attraction. And since Leo rules children, but also performance, art, acting and dance, it's no strange that the full day of 23rd Saturday is packed with events. Of course, out of that, we will highlight the musical offering for the full moonrise at Mahalakshmi Park at 5:45 and Lilith Fashion Show, which tickets were already sold out, so to speak, because they're free tickets, but anyhow, they were grabbed in the first few minutes on Monday morning at Solar Kitchen, and organizers, they even prepare a second event at 6 p.m, but also that one was, so to speak, sold out in the second. Apart from that, on Friday at 4:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, Auroville Council invites us to a general meeting on the new draft FMC mandate. And on Saturday between 3 to 6 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, Resident Assembly Service and Action Governance Group invites us to our next active Resident Assembly meeting. Tomorrow, Friday 22nd at 3:30 p.m. at Futures in the Seminar Hall is Apprenticeship Programs for Auroville Youth, an introductory event from 6 months to 2 years apprenticeship programs which are springing up in Auroville for motivated youth of 16 years onward. You will learn about existing and new programs as well as current efforts to expand the menu of these training opportunities. This is a joint effort by the Auroville Youth, Units and Schools of Auroville and the Auroville Campus Initiative. Otherwise, tonight at 5:30 p.m. in the Hall of Savitri Bhavan, Indian classical recital with Kiswan Bokta on Bansuri and Sundara Sarafina on Veena. At 4 p.m. this afternoon at Pichandikulam Forest, introduction to the Global Eco Village Network and screening of Jen, the Global Eco Village Network and Finhorn by Serena Aurora. At 4 p.m. at Teacher Center is Sire, the Teacher Center invites teachers and parents to the next conversation on integral education with a fresh look at exhibition presentations, portfolios and open houses. And now, as you said, on Saturday for full moonrise at 4:45 at Mahalakshmi Park with musical offerings. And at 6 p.m. at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium Bar at Nivas, and 8 p.m. Lilith Fashion School would share with us final year graduating students, all singing, all dancing, multimedia fashion extravaganza. On Saturday 23rd at 3 p.m. at Cinema Paradiso, permaculture presentation by Solitude Farm. The same day, 23rd at 4:30 p.m. at Cinema Paradiso, Urchi biotexture presentation by Shanti. On 23rd Saturday at 5 p.m. at Pavilion of Tibetan Culture in collaboration with Tapas Color Coach presents an art exhibition by Natalie Rakiko, a visiting professional guest artist from Quebec, Canada. On Saturday at Inside Seminar Room, our Shilpan one-day seminar on Shakti. In integral yoga, Shakti is experienced as an evolutionary force that accompanies the growth of the new consciousness at 8:45, at 12, at 2 and at 5 presented by Ella. And Andy from International Zone invites us on Saturday 23rd, of course, at 4 p.m. at La Terrace to organize inauguration of site in the International Zone on the 29th of February for the Middle and South Americas. On Saturday 23rd at 7:15 p.m. at Savitri Bhavan, full moon gathering. On Tuesday, January 26th at 2:30 p.m., we can listen Food for Thought, Part 2, Farming in Orville. That presentation will be at Annapurna Farm. This event is co-hosted with Sunday Walk Farms and Forest, initiative of the Green Center team, and bus pickup at Solar Kitchen at 2 p.m. On January 27 at 3 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, Moving Beyond Carbon Offsetting, Local Solutions to Global Warming, and Community is the Missing Ingredient in the Responding to Global Warming, by Daniel Greenberg, who was living in Findhorn and is also a founder of Living Roots. We have also an announcement from the Working Committee about restructuring TTDC and L'Avenir. Because the governing board, in its meeting held at the beginning of October 2015, decided to restructure the TTDC and establish a town planning department before March 2016. This town planning department would be a model agency to execute the master plan and the detailed development plans. The TTDC will continue with all other activities as it is explained in the document posted in AVNet. The board constituted a selection committee to formulate a strategy, task, and programs for this new town planning department, comprising of the following members: Dr. Doshi as a chairman, Mr. Walter Hellman-Schmidt, architect from Oroville, Mr. Durgadan Balasar, architect from Chennai, Mrs. Solani Herman Padmis, architect from Oroville, and Mr. Ganesh Balasubramanian, architect from Oroville. The board mandated the selection committee to prepare a list of key personnel and their job description required for the functioning of the office. The key personnel would be selected by merit and appointed with the approval of the governing board in their next meeting. On Monday, 25th of January at Unity Pavilion, we can participate in the talk by Dr. Nandita Shah, Meals to Heals, and it will be followed by a delicious healthy buffet at dinner at 7 p.m. on price of 450 rupees or 350 rupees for Aurovillians. Of course, as we can see, the health is not a cheap solution. On January 27th at 4:30 p.m. at SIRE Conference Hall on second floor, we can listen to a presentation by TTDC and L'Avenir on the project of sustainable wastewater management for the residential zone. Apart from all those events, also at Cinema Bar at Nivas tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. there were screen Smarts of Summer Nights, directed by Ingmar Bergman, and was made in Sweden in 1955. At Ecofilm Club at Sadana Forest at 7, tomorrow there was screen The Bitcoin Gospel, made in 2015, directed by Hans Bustra. At Visitor Center Movie Show tonight at 8 p.m. we can see He Named Me Malalala, made in 2015 by director Davis Guggenheim. Tomorrow you would be able to see Concussion, made in 2015 by director Peter Lanzmann. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, tonight they will screen a Japanese drama, Kiseki, I Wish, by director Hirokazu Korida. On Saturday we can see international fantasy romance, Tales of Tales, made in Italy, France, UK in 2015 by director Matteo Garrone. At Children's Film on Sunday at 4:30 p.m. there was screen animation adventure The Little Prince, made in France in 2015 by director Mark Osborne. And later on at Cine Club at 8 p.m., Three Women, made in USA in 1977 and by director Robert Altman. From the Synthesis of Yoga by Sherwin W. Reed. There dwells the little spark of the divine, which supports the obscure mass of our nature, and around it grows the psychic being, the form and soul of the real man within us. Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on orvilleradio.org. Yeah.